Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay.
Okay.
Have not told you this news yet. Mortgage approved.
Yay!
Yeah. Just got the news about 10 minutes ago on work.
No way.
Yeah. Delighted with myself.
Is that why you're early?
Well, it's why I have a pep in my step.
Yeah, I have
a bit of a pep.
You arrived through the door a bit like, well.
Didn't sit in the car just scrolling through my phone. You know?
Yeah, you know.
Stalling.
Usual for you. You buzzed?
Buzzed.
What happens now?
Now all I have to do is get...
Buy a house. The easy part.
Buy a house. Get your one to sell us our gaff at a price that we can agree on and bing, bang, bosh.
Oh.
Hopefully we'll be in our gaff by Christmas. With a bit of luck.
Fingers crossed.
It's the only fucking way we're getting a gaff. Let's be realistic. Yeah. Hello, and you are very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
And my name is Carla.
Just a little disclaimer on last week's episode, first of all. Because we feel people are a bit, turned off messaging us. That episode was not about you messaging us. It was just a conversation around people who can just get a little bit too familiar. Like me, texting Paris Hilton.
Well.
Saying fair play check.
What was really interesting was, I don't know if you saw it, I put it in our, our end of year roundup on our Patreon, which you can get for €6 a month. Steve from Bear in the Big Blue House came back and did a message for like all of his viewers.
Okay.
And it's really like, did you watch Bear in the Big Blue House? Were you a little old?
Bear in the Big Blue House. This is not, I saw a thing about Blue's Clues earlier.
Oh, sorry, Blue's Clues. Is it different? Is Bear in the Big Blue House different to Blue's Clues?
Absolutely. Bear in the Big Blue House is...
I just saw one thing and I decided it was that. Okay, so Blue's Clues. It's Steve from Blue's Clues then.
Yeah, the American one.
The American one, yeah. But that was... Now I'm understanding. So Blue's Clues, yes. So he came back earlier and gave like a little kind of check-in and was like why I left and just checking in and... Thanks everyone and you know. But in his very... Do you remember how calm he was?
I didn't watch the American one. I had... Was it Kevin? Your man that he was in...
Kevin?
He was a Scouse fella. The English one. Now we're going to do a notebook.
Like,
oh yeah.
Notebook.
He was your man. He's been in loads of things. Like he was in that... what's that fucking thing where they're in space... And it's real, like, he had, like, a H on his head. You know that English comedy show? And they're in space.
No.
But it's not, I didn't find it funny, but it's one of those classics. Oh. He's really, I'll Google him and I'll show you his face.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, oh my God, yes.
But back to
Sorry,
Steve.
Go ahead,
So back to Steve. So Steve came back and he kind of did a little message. It was very cute. It was kind of like, he comes back and it's done in that style of Blue's Clues. But then I got really into researching him. But
okay.
You know, all this morning, 7 a.m, you know, when you get up and you're just kind of like, cool. But so he kind of comes back and he came back and he kind of gave everyone like a little message being like, hey, you know, this is why, like, not this is why I left, but he was kind of like, it was just like a check-in almost.
Yeah.
But afterwards, like, the memes were going crazy. And it was like, there was one that was like, me, I hate parasocial relationships. And then Steve from Blue's Clues, I'll never forget you guys, me. But that's what we were getting at.
Yeah, no, it was just a general thing. But I think people probably thought that we were like telling saying it's weird to message anybody on social media, which absolutely wasn't the case. We thoroughly encourage people to message us for this podcast alone.
Yeah.
And I did say in that episode as well, I felt like influencers and content creators should definitely be excluded from that because they, again, actively tell people to DM them or interact in some sort of way.
Yeah. No, so I think, I'm not going to do a disclaimer on it because I say what I said. But context is everything.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, guys, like just a few people have been like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed for messaging you now. And I'm like, no.
Absolutely no reason for that. No, there's absolutely no. So Gas, I was completely wrong. He wasn't in that other show.
He's coming up with
the image of him though. Okay. I'll show you the English one. You just Google Blue's Clues UK. Kevin Duella. Him.
Are you sure that's not the guy who took over from Steve?
No, there's a Blue's Clues UK.
I just remember his eye.
Because there's a Blue's Clues on now and it's a fella, he's an Asian fella and I don't know what his name is, but he's really like, hi guys, we're about to do, and like, it's so much more, like it's with the times now. I don't even think he has a notebook anymore. I think he has an iPad.
Oh,
do you know
of
what
course.
I mean? Like, it's after moving on.
iPad.
Now, I'm like, don't quote me on that. I'm just, it's very, I just dip in and out. Like, yeah. Bobby's not a Blue's Clues fan. He's
really?
More Mr. Bean.
He likes that Cocomelon
and Mr. Bean are his jam.
Mr. Bean.
Yeah, the cartoon Mr. Bean.
I wonder if Rowan Atkinson gets any royalties from that.
He fucking voices the thing. That's where he gets his paper. Yeah.
No way.
Because he created it. And
clever.
He voices
clever
that
man.
And he writes and he produces and all like that. Because like Mr. Bean, the live action, like him acting in it,
yeah,
only lasted so long. But because it's such one of those, again, quote unquote classics, and like, I would sit there and watch it and I'd be like, oh, it's just one of these things, you know, where it's so slapstick. But for some reason, it just sticks in people's heads. Everybody knows them.
Yeah.
But the cartoon has gone on for many more seasons than the live action one. Like, that's...
Wasn't there only... It was like a very small amount of Mr. Bean episodes.
Like 15 episodes or
yeah,
something like
something
that.
Yeah. Like wild. And it was like, they just kept rehashing out the same shit.
Yeah, we talked about
it
in our Where Are They Now? Rowan Atkinson.
Miss him.
Yeah. Bless him. Yeah, no, that's where he gets his paper. It's a cartoon, Mr. Bean. Such a big, like, it's so successful. You wouldn't realise. Yeah.
Kids' shows is where it's at.
Yeah.
Like, I was actually just, like, researching your man and, around Steve. And the stuff that he's got to do. So when, like, they didn't want to cast him, first of all, because he was quite grungy looking. He had, like, longer hair and stuff like that. But he tested the best with preschool audiences.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's why they ended up hiring him. And then by the end of it, he was like directing the episodes and writing and all that other stuff. And he eventually quit because he was losing his hair.
Okay.
And they wouldn't let him shave his head. And he was like, I've just aged out of it. You know what I mean? He was like, it's the whole...
Mm.
But he's the one who... His little brother, quote unquote, took over. And then they got the cousin to do the other show. You know, but he very much was still in the background, kind of like making that transition.
Okay.
The best for people. But yeah, I was looking it up and then he went on to do a bit of music. He's done some other films. He's done some other kind of things. But that like set him up for life. I'd say he made a fucking mint.
Yeah. Like, it is kid shows is where it's at.
Because it's reruns, isn't it?
Yeah. And even Little Baby Boom and Cocomelon and everything, like the fucking money they get off YouTube ads alone.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like there's a different way of monetizing things nowadays.
Yeah.
But then I feel like I was looking at... So off topic, but we know you love it because it's nostalgic. So you know the way S Club 7 isn't S Club 7 anymore?
Yeah.
So they went to S Club 3.
Yeah.
And then they went to S Club 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time somebody joins on, it's like 4 or 5 or whatever else like that. Apparently they got fucked over and they got like no money.
Yeah. Wasn't there a was it a documentary? No, that was Steps, sorry.
Oh my God, I love that one though. The carnage in that Steps one. They hated each other.
Fucking hated each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, S Club 7 was around that era though when they all got fucked over by their management.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's weird because it's like nowadays I'm like, oh, you can monetize things so much easier, but then I'm like, I feel like you don't get paid as big as you did back then because everything's a lot more,
it's not as exclusive, but it's like that you can, and like stuff is just so much more accessible. Like even you would think Cocomelon or Little Baby Boom, like they're just short music videos. Like, that's what it's called.
Little Baby Boom.
Yeah, that's what it's called. And there's different versions. Like, Little Baby Boom was a certain way, and then it kind of progressed into, like, they were more characterised, and, like, there was more diversity, I suppose, in the characters. Like, the family was blended, and it was, the mom was Asian, the dad was, like, your typical white American. Like, it, you could see the stark difference in them, but there's no real timeline to it. It's really weird. But then, it's on Netflix.
See, here we go. Like, this is where your Netflix kind of becomes... Sure, that's what they were saying about the Kardashians, isn't it?
What
that they were going to go to Netflix because Netflix is going to offer them a big fucking chunk of change.
That's how you know.
No, E has their stuff on Hey You, but they are supposed to be coming back with a different TV show.
Oh, are they?
Just a reformulated.
Of course, yeah.
One that they have more control and make more
money. I was going to say it's probably a different contract. They probably just wanted to.
That's what I mean. I think they aged out of their E one, and I think, I suppose.
They're probably going to start their own network.
That's what I mean. It's probably going to be called the K Network or something.
K, with exclamation mark.
Yeah.
Upside down question mark.
I'll be like, I built you, E. Yeah. I fucking built you.
Made you. In fairness, they did a lot for them.
But all this talk of nostalgia, we're doing a lovely episode after this, aren't we?
Oh, we are. Yeah, we're doing a Reeling in the Years episode on Patreon. We're heading back to 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited.
And this time I'm not going to read out the whole plot of Casper.
It was fun. I still haven't watched it since then, but I'm like,
I'm gagging to watch it now.
Yes, gagging.
I think it should be our first movie club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Fucking gagging to watch it now. So I just decided so many random things about it. So yes, over on Patreon, guys, yes, we do additional content. So if you're listening to this now and you enjoy it, why not come over there? Listen to a few more episodes. Let's just say five a month. Will we say five?
We'll say five a month.
Including a guest episode. We had the amazing Fionnuala on. We recorded a good nearly 2 hours with her. Got really into it about many, many, many varied topic. People are loving that one.
Yeah. That was a popular one.
She's such a talker.
They like it though when we're mates with the person.
Yeah.
What we've noticed. Yeah.
So we just have to get really good friends with some A-listers.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah.
We need a blue tick. We'd be a bit more credible. I feel like we get
home. You can get one.
Do you want me to admit something to you?
What?
I applied for one as an experiment this week because I was in loads of newspapers.
Did you get rejected?
Got rejected.
Yeah. No.
I was doing it as an experiment. Like, I don't fucking want a blue tick. Do you know what I mean?
No, but
I
what is it? 3 relevant media credits, isn't it?
Yeah.
But so you definitely have that from like your credit union ad, from your acting and from your love-hate scene.
Yeah. No, I think it's more, so they need, because I Googled myself, because you have to, when you're trying to get verified on Instagram, you can self-apply. So you go on and request verification. You should do this as an experiment.
I definitely won't get given a fucking blue tick. They'll be fucking putting on a bit of eyeliner and talking shite on the internet, Carla, no.
But see, this is the thing. So you apply for your verification. You upload your ID, your national ID, so your passport or your license or whatever. Then you have to attach 3 links to like publications that you were in or that are about you. And I hadn't Googled myself in a while because I'm afraid of a title coming up and I just don't want to see it.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, fuck, I better Google myself. And like 3 brand new, like the fucking, I don't know, what fucking, was it the Examiner took something from me TikTok and wrote an article about me. And then.
And you didn't know?
I didn't know.
That is so crazy.
When I found like new articles about myself and I was like, if this doesn't get it, then I'm just like. Nah, you need an agent or something, you know, to get verified.
And they rejected you. That's rude.
So I attached them and they made me wait about a week. And I was just like, because I'm just doing it as, like, again, trying to do it. Don't go around thinking like, that fucking gentleman thinks that she's something else. Do you know what I mean? I just wanted to see. But then it was like, no, your application didn't meet our criteria or whatever. And I looked at the criteria and it really punches it in. It's like, a blue tick doesn't make you more popular than somebody without a blue tick. It's you get a blue tick if somebody's like impersonating you, and you need a blue tick to verify that you're the account. Like, as in, you could have 1,000 followers and still have a blue tick. It's specific reasons. I just would have thought the way that they make you attach the publications. Like, why? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
I just Googled my name there.
Oh, and see, this is the thing. I didn't even want to. I was terrified.
Oh no, I'm not terrified. The usual bullshit. But it's the RSVP, you know, Thomas Burning Tans.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's also a Carly Kay real name.
Oh, they want to know your real name.
People are fucking so strange.
When I Google Jen Hatton age always comes up and
oh, rude.
Jen Hatton job. Yeah, oh. Don't know where I work.
Rude.
Yeah. I ain't gonna tell you.
I ain't gonna tell you.
I ain't gonna fucking tell you. Anyway, this episode is about ghosting.
Ghosting. That's your favorite.
Ghost. Thing,
isn't it? That's your favorite, like.
My neighbor had a dog called Ben, and they wrote a little poem about him. And it was Benny Boo had a boo in the middle of a shoe. He saw the ghost eating toast halfway up a lamppost. And then when you say ghost eating toast, it's lampoons. I don't know why I do it.
That entertains you, huh?
It makes it more fun.
It makes it so much funnier. So we're talking about the phenomenon.
The phenomenon.
The phenomenon of getting ghosted. So ghosting is when somebody cuts off all communication without explanation.
Mm.
So that's the part that's important. It's not about you having a fight with a mate. It's not about you having a fight with a fella.
Mm.
It's about cutting off all forms of communication with no explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Question.
Yes.
If by some miracle you meet this person in years to come and they go, here, the reason why I did that was because, is it a ghosting anymore that you've gotten the explanation?
I think it's a ghosting at the time, isn't it? Because that would be...
But then the ghosting gets revoked and they explain it.
No, I think it's still, you were still ghosted.
You were at a point in history, you were ghosted.
Yeah, at a point in time, you were registered on the registrar.
Well, it's not just exclusive to like romantic relationships or friendships. Like I often ghost just like spam emails. Do you know what I mean?
What?
Emails from PR companies that they obviously haven't researched me and I'm just not going to. I'm on their to-do list still. They're still emailing me looking for an answer. And I'm just like, you're based in London, right?
Yeah.
Your brand is English.
Yeah.
You haven't looked up where I'm even from.
Yeah.
You're not getting an answer. So you can't cross me off your to-do list. I ghosted them.
Ooh, boo.
Or have I? Because I wasn't in contact with them in the first place. I ghost you sometimes when you text me too late and like
I know you do. You fucking ghost me often and I'm always like just talking to myself here. Just literally just fucking harem messages.
I mean sometimes I'm busy though.
Very
sometimes
rarely.
You don't. No, yeah. I have a toddler, Carla. Believe me, I'm busy. Fucking hell. No, but sometimes you just don't need an answer to a stupid question at 12:30 at night, you know what I mean?
I don't respect that.
I disagree with that. Carla disagrees.
I don't think I ask stupid questions. I think I ask.
I think the best friendships though are the purposeful friendships that
purposeful questions. Thank you, fucking little bitch.
The questions that are sorry, the conversations that you can just like leave
off.
Go back.
Not
to,
give her an answer.
Go back to her in 5 days. They're real friends. Do you know, Carly, are real friends.
Thanks, Jen. Thanks for that, bitch. Now I know. It's not ghosting if it's explained, apparently. So take me off the list. Take me off the...
I've revoked it. I've revoked
the ghost. Take me off the registrar. you're spitting out your coke now, huh? Oh, now you got jokes.
No.
So ghosting is... It's kind of became... I can't remember the first time I heard of it, but I remember being like, knowing immediately what they meant by it.
Yeah.
Isn't that mad?
Didn't need an explainer.
Didn't need an explanation. Yeah.
No.
There's loads of things I'm learning lately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Yeah, no, that's real cool. But a lot of people think it's like about texting and all that other stuff. It's really like you can ghost in many forms.
Pretty much anyone.
Many formats.
I think a lot of people do associate it with dating.
I think it became popular. It's like this whole fuckboy, another term that I absolutely fucking hate.
Mm.
Because I think it gives men power. But and they don't need any more of that. No, they don't. I think it's one of those things, isn't it, that people feel like it's a real... I think it's the easiest to do with dating. And it's the most frequent thing that gets done with dating.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know many people who have friend ghosted. Yeah. I've been friend ghosted. I have friend ghosted. You know, many different forms of it.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of like... I mean, you can get bloody... what you call it, recruited, ghosted as well. You know?
Yeah. I ghosted a pen pal before.
Did you ghost a pen, you bitch? Tell me all right now.
I went to Kerry.
That's so rude.
I don't know what, it's so weird. I went to Kerry.
You don't even care.
And I met a girl called Kerry in Kerry.
And you were just like, head exploding, mind blown.
Well, we differentiated going to Kerry by saying we were in Killarney. I met her. I was 12. And obviously it was a staycation. It was just kind of like, it was the first staycation. Time. Yeah, it was a little staycation, you know.
We already told you, it's not a staycation. Staycation is where you stay at home and you do activities in your own county and you return home at night. That's staycation. That's a holiday. A holiday to any other county is a holiday because it's away from your own home.
Huge misconception, though.
Yeah, there you go. I think we spoke about this with Nadia, possibly.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, my brain's not. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
But I was in Killarney and I met a girl called Kerry. And we were little mates. And she was, I would have been the more boisterous of the two of us, I would say. She was very innocent. I still remember her face. Yeah. And I remember her like not being allowed to get wet. Like she'd meet me outside the pool and I'd be like coming out with my hair sopping wet, walking down to the little gaffs that was on the...
So she had to watch you swim.
No, she didn't watch me swim. She just kind of came up when she knew I'd be finished and then like walked back with me and then waited for me to bring my bags in and like all that sort of shit. And she was like, let's be pen pals. And I was like, that's grand. And we must have... She pen paled me first. Then I wrote back to her and she wrote back to me and then I stopped. It's not that I stopped on purpose. I was just one of those...
I was overwhelmed. I was young.
And I kept going like, oh no, I'll do that tomorrow. I was busy, you know?
I'd say you fucking forgot about it though.
Eventually, yeah.
I'd say she did too.
Yeah, I feel bad and I just don't want to have hurt our feelings.
Kerry babe, if you're out there.
If your name is Kerry and you lived as a child in Ashbourne, County Meath, I am sorry.
She was a Dublin girl as well.
Ashbourne isn't Meath.
Well,
she was a native. Lol,
I don't know why I decided to start.
I mean, Ashbourne is full of dubs, like, but
yeah,
no, sorry. She had the little Meath accent and all. She was a native.
Big apologies to everyone from Meath.
Yeah.
I decided that.
I wouldn't mind, I fucking hate the dubs.
Meath?
Not that they hate the dubs, but I remember working with a girl, like a girl from Meath before, and she was highly offended when anybody thought she was from Dublin. She was like, I fucking not from Dublin, as she said, as she worked in Dublin, because she couldn't get work in Meath.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, I ghosted her. Not on purpose, I kept meaning to get back to her. Meaning to get back to her, which isn't far off my personality these days.
Yeah.
I've been inbox full on Instagram. And I'm just like, yeah, no, I will get back to them. Absolutely. I'm still 99 plus requests.
So apparently if you don't get back to them within immediate, the chances of you getting back to them goes down to like something stupid, like 20% or something. And I would have to say the same. I go into that message request folder. I'll be like, I'll get back to them.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. And then more come in. You're like, fuck's sake.
It's not even on purpose and it's not out of rudeness. I genuinely don't have the time.
Because in your brain, you're like, got back to them.
Yeah, I don't know what it, like, I'm just, I like, because even when I do get a few spare minutes, I'm like, no, actually, Jen, you need to fucking calm down and sit down and stop because you've been going all fucking day. Like, sometimes you do just, like, when you have your spare time, you need to just relax.
Yeah.
And I'm just finding that an awful lot lately, do you know? I'm just like, I literally don't have the fucking time to even text Carla back, so...
Yeah, don't worry, guys. If you've messaged Jen, she often leaves me on read, and I own a fucking business with her, so it could be worse. I have ghosted, and I have been on the receiving end of being ghosted. And some of them, I'm like, yeah, I totally get it. I would have ghosted me too.
Explain.
So I kind of let myself get to a point of like getting overwhelmed.
Mm.
And that's when I'll just be like, shut down.
Okay.
Do you know? So like there has been a couple of people that have just gotten overly intense. And I feel like.
What capacity? Like friends?
Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about guys separately. But like with some friends, I've just felt like it's just gotten so. Like there's some, you know, there's some friendships that kind of end quite naturally. Like not end naturally, but it'll be like you reply, they don't, you know, in that kind of way. And you're. Back and forth, whatever else like that, and it kind of comes to a natural
regression.
You've kind of fall out of contact, I suppose, as much as you would. But there has been people that I've just out and out been like, no, this is me done. Like, and I've had to do it, and I was
like you
very
yeah,
and it was like a decision.
You actively made the decision.
Yeah. Okay. And it was like this is getting. There was like incident upon incident upon incident of like things that were just getting my back up. Do you get me? Like getting my heckles up. And I was like, this is almost going to be too hard to try and break away from.
Right.
I think that, look, being ghosted is a form of emotional abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is.
It is. Like
it is. Yeah, like when you break it down, it is. It's not fair. Like it's
when
it's,
there's no explanation, you do get paranoid.
It's revoking communication.
Mm-hmm.
Is what it is. You know, and that's not nice for anyone, especially when you've had an open line of communication and you're an adult. But I know why I did it. I know why I've done it.
I know, but the people who ghosted you know why they did it.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I think the number one thing to do if you've been ghosted is to think like, why? And then you start going over things and you're like, what the fuck? And blah, blah, blah. And I think especially with guys, I think it's like they just don't want to have the biggest thing for ghosting, in my opinion, is they just don't want to have the conversation.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be too heavy of a conversation. And that can be an immaturity thing. That can be, there could be many, many reasons to that. But I think that's what it kind of boils down to.
Mm.
Like I got ghosted by a guy. Now, he lived in a different country, but we were seeing each other. We were pretty full on for like a summer. And just one day he stopped replying to me. And then the Facebook photos went up of him and another bird. And I was like, ah.
Ah, okay. That's what happened.
But then when he got back in touch, I was like, no, never do that again.
Mm.
All he had to do was say, look, X, Y, and Z. I was like, you live in a different fucking continent.
Yeah.
But then do you know what I did?
What?
Got back talking to him and then ghosted him. Like an asshole. And Petty LaBelle came out that day.
I think you talked about this one before.
Yeah.
Because I remember going, you're a fucking savage.
Yeah, so there's been that. I think there's other things like, I mean, I wouldn't call like, if you've been like chatting to somebody on Tinder and they just like, I wouldn't call that
ghosting.
Getting ghosted. Like, I think
sometimes if there's it, and it could be either side, say you have one person and another person and they're talking on Twitter. Tinder, and one person decides I'm gonna marry this one,
yeah,
and then the other one ghosts them.
Yeah,
and you get ghosts. They would put that down to a ghosting.
And this is where it gets a bit kind of technical, doesn't it? Because I'm like, there's some things that are really, and we'll get into listener stories now in a bit. But there's some things that you're like, that is so callous.
Mm.
And fucking dare you? Do you know? But then there's other ones where it's like, did you like chat for ages and then you met up and had one date and then you never heard from them again? Because then I'm kind of like, it is getting ghosted, but is it that bad? Did they owe you an explanation? Bing, that's what I'm trying to say.
I think if you are talking to somebody for a good while and he's going a date and you never hear from them again, I think that you're the problem. I think maybe look in the mirror. Like,
you love that.
I do.
You love accountability.
I love a bit of accountability, but I'm just like,
I don't think it's fair though. That, like, it's a bit of a weird one. I'm like, is it fair or isn't it fair?
I know,
did they owe you an explanation is where I'm struggling here.
I don't know. It's so personal to, and like down to the actual experience.
Down
like,
to the chat, down to the, yeah.
The chats are one thing, and then going on the day. Say, for instance, I'm chatting to a bloke on Tinder for about 3 weeks. We decide to meet up. We meet up. He is a fucking asshole in one way or another, or he's just like he's ick. He's ick reincarnated.
Yeah.
It's as easy to just blank him and to never speak of this again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Would you think,
but is it fair?
Do you think he deserves an explanation?
That's what I mean. Does he deserve? That's where I'm struggling.
But what's more,
listener poll? We're going to put it up. I'm going to ask you guys on the Instagram on Sunday when this premieres. Although I will be in Spain.
What? You will be in España.
I will be in España, being Dan. I'm sorry. I'll be like, hi everybody, it's me, Hilaria. Answer my poll about being ghosted. Cucumba.
Look, it's me.
It's me, Hilaria, Cucumba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am Maria.
Yeah.
I had
the tan. Oh, it's so crazy over here, you know. We just eat tapas, we siesta. It's crazy, you know.
Hola, Señor Ricky Martin. I don't know, what's more hurtful, getting told that you're literally ick walking that's around, I mean, on legs,
yeah,
or getting ghosted? Like,
what's, is it like, because this is my thing.
Like, if I was to be honest and be like, here, listen, the smell of you, I felt like gagging.
Yeah.
I can't actually look at the way that you eat. I can't believe people eat like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
When I look at you, I feel like physically vomiting.
You make me want to die.
Do you know what I mean?
You make me want to unlive.
What is more hurtful?
That's what I mean. And I feel like that's where it's kind of like, you don't want that person in your life anymore, right?
Absolutely not.
You might want them, you might want them in the future, but for right this second, you don't want them in your life anymore, right? So you've made that decision in your head. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you don't know how to communicate that to someone. Mm. And that's where it's like, this is where it gets a bit sticky, because like for me personally, like how do you turn around to say even a friend or somebody that you're friendly with and be like, you were too fucking intense, blah, 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 this, that and the other. You did this, this, this and this, which was a roaring red flag. You know, you got moody about this, you know, that kind of way. And it was like, couldn't, you were so heavy, you were fucking triple text me.
Mm.
Blow my phone up. Replying to every story.
Yeah.
Kept trying to keep the convo going. Like, I'm a girl who likes to go quiet.
It is so easy just to ghost, isn't it?
That's what I mean. Is it justified?
When you're under sometimes. When you're under receiving end of it and you think you're fucking like an angel walking around the place.
Well, I think,
can't be easy.
I think we can go through some of the stories that we have here and we can kind of say justified or not.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
A boyfriend I had when I was around 15 posted on Facebook that he was single, and that was the last that I ever heard of him.
Oh my God. That used to be brutal.
Not justified.
Not justified.
That's rude.
Mm.
That's embarrassing.
But that was the pinnacle. Like back in the day, when you declared yourself single on Facebook, that was the pinnacle moment where shit was official. Now, think back, right? It's myself and Adam. We get together in 2008. Mm-hmm. We're on and off. We're glitchy. Yeah. Glitchy as fuck couple.
Yeah.
For the good year and a half before we actually started getting serious. Yeah. And then another good 5 years before we actually got really serious.
Yeah.
But in that year and a half, there was often times where I'd just declare myself single.
No.
I'd get the text. He'd get the text. I wouldn't ghost him and do it. But it was just are done. And then I'd be single on Facebook 2 minutes later. And he'd be like, oh, I see where I stand.
See, I think that's okay because he knew.
I know he knew, yeah. But it was, that's what I'm just saying, that moment, that Facebook moment, it was pinnacle.
Yeah.
Question box here. I sent saucy pics to the wrong guy, blocked them, mortified. Now he lives on my road. Ox. Is that a ghosting? It's not, but I'm happy that we got your news.
Well, I suppose it is a ghosting.
Saucy pics to the wrong guy.
Yeah, because
so she ghosted him, well, blocked him.
Well, if you sent them to him, which means he had his contact details, which means he knew.
There was an exchange.
There is an exchange at some point. You know, you don't just randomly send a nude. Scarlet for my life to this day. To think back on a time that I, a foolish teen, genuinely believed the well-known fuckboy in the year above me in school seriously fancied me. After weeks of flirting and sneaky sniffs in his armpit. Shifts, I was becoming more intent on getting an answer for what are we?
Oh.
And he said, I could call him my boyfriend if that's what I wanted. Why was I flattered by this audacity? I rang him the next day on my lunch break of a little summer job and he told me, I'll ring you back when you're home from work. Your girl waited from 6 p.m. that evening to 3 weeks later. When he was on Snapchat stories in a pub, underage drinking, getting back with his ex. Thank you, next. Ghosting level 100. Delighted to bump into him 2 years later. Him, a single Pringle, eager to reconnect. For me to tell him that I'm in a very happy relationship, which I am still in now. You snooze, you lose.
Good woman yourself.
The bounce back was epic.
Yeah, absolutely. It took a while, but she got there.
That's what
it's the payoff of the absolutely. Yeah, yeah. When someone says they're too busy to reply but has time to open the message and read. Me.
So this is kind of like where the curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah.
Because I can see a message come up and not read it.
Okay.
So of course I can, but by the time you gather, I don't feel like that's fair.
Okay.
Like by the time you gather, like say for instance, I do get a lot of, you know, and I've said it 100,000 times on my fucking Facebook, my makeup page, where people be like, hi, I'm having issues with this problem. Blah, 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 blah. I've tried this foundation. Mm-hmm. My skin is X. Blah, blah. Like, it takes me 5 seconds to read that.
Yeah.
Could take me up to 10 years to reply because you have to consume all of that info.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's like, how are you?
Grand.
Mm. But like, is that, that's not what you're asking by asking somebody, how are you? Or you're trying to have a conversation.
Yeah, I get you.
So that's why I'm like, is that fair? Is that a thing?
No, I think, well, especially me, like, I'll say, for instance, I will get a message and I think, all right, coast is clear. I'll open the message. And I'll open it, and then shit hits the fan at home. Bobby fucking falls, like, yeah, climbs up on the table and falls off it in the second it's taken me to unlock my phone. Like, do you know what I mean? It's often, that's the occurrence. That. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Happens, like, shit just go. And I think any mother of a toddler can fucking relate to that. Like, you just can't... can't actually navigate your time.
Yeah.
And that can go for anybody. And like, something could just come up, or somebody could ring you, or, you know, it could just go out your head.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you open a message you're reading it, somebody rings you. It's Ray. This is the cost of a trolley, Carla. Yes.
Like, oh, by the way, he texts back that evening. That was last week,
Patreon. We talked about Aldi and Little.
Oh, yeah. And he texts back later that night being like this big, long explanation.
Oh, you knew it happened.
And he was like, if you'd like me to get you a quote for blah, 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 I can work on that tomorrow for you. I was like, no.
So he didn't have the answer.
The quotes of a trolley that much. He didn't have, he wanted, with Ray, it can never just be top line, can it? It has to be.
Yeah, well, you did say that. I could probably just Google it. What's the cost price of a trolley?
Yeah, go on.
Cost price.
While well, we're here.
Of a.
Guys, the things you guys are missing on Patreon. Wow.
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 Wow. That was a good one. Oh, shit. Hang on a second. It's quite expensive. Oh, no. Hang on. What is that? Is that like a fucking vintage thing or something? €319?
No, that's not correct.
No. Absolutely not. 150. That must be a fucking Ferrari trolley or something. That's ridiculous. I don't know what the cost price. Yeah, if anybody
it depends
knows
on units.
Yeah,
I'll ask. I'll push
like a
Ray.
Factory.
I'll
price.
Have to call him because otherwise, and even so, I'll still have to stay on the phone for 25 minutes before he can tell me. He'll tell me about the birth of steel. He'll tell me about.
Jesus, the
what's
price
the
of these are ridiculous.
I told you they're fucking saucy. You find them in the Liffey. Why? They're gold mines. Melt them down.
Yeah, melt them down for the metal. Next one here. Sorry, we digressed again. Okay, I've been ghosted plus I'm a ghostie. I think it's okay because you kind of know the score.
Yeah, I do. I agree with that because some people that I've been ghosted by, I'm like, I understand why you're doing it. I don't like it. Mm. I don't fucking like it.
It's rude.
It's fucking rude.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I get it.
Yeah. I've been ghosted by a friend. Me and another friend have been ghosted by a friend. And we talked about this in the friendships episode. And we still don't know why. I haven't got a clue.
Really?
Have seen her since. Hey, how are you? Oh, congratulations, you had a baby. How's it gone?
And she's off with you, yeah.
The look that bad. I got. I'm like, why though? Like, we were always trying to get in touch with you. Like, when the friendship was happening, when it was an active friendship, she was always the one that was kind of like, needed to be approached. She wouldn't approach you. Like, we'd always text her to find out where, like, and invite her out and tell her what we were doing to, you know, like, tell, so she could let us know what she was doing so that we could include her, not, like, if she, depending on whether she was busy or not. Do you know what I mean? Like, and then she, like, I remember she had a medical condition and, like, on nights out and stuff, she got bad sometimes. And, like, we'd always leave to accommodate her or do whatever she needed to do. Like, there was never any, there was never any badness or, like, kind of stale attitude towards her, and like, that's, we can't fucking figure out for the life of us why we were ghosted by her.
Yeah, but I think it is, it's one of those kind of cases where it's like, oh, it was my,
yeah, it was yours. I'm just gonna put it on do not disturb, if that's all right. You can I pull this down?
Yeah, go on.
Is that? Is this an iPhone?
It's an iPhone 8, yeah.
It's not doing that for me. It's like, no, computer says no, that's not.
Absolutely. That's not call it space. Under any circumstances. Right, you can pop that over there.
Thanks.
They're cut off for me. You've got my full attention.
Do not disturb.
Do not disturb. What was I going to say?
I was talking about the May ghost to me.
No, I had something to say. Oh, okay. God, that was unfortunate now.
Ah, you know, you see? Ghosted that conversation you did because you got caught. My mortgage broker has ghosted me. Fuck. Can't relate. Ha!
Not the same as Jen. Jen has a different experience with that.
No, in fairness, when you don't fucking hear from them. I'd like to know more details. How long has it been?
I feel like I might know that person. Maybe I don't.
Okay. This is the name.
I feel like they might have...
They might message in about something.
Did we have a... I think I might have talked to them before about it.
Okay.
Worst ghost of my life is also the funniest story ever. I was dating my friend's boyfriend's friend. Okay?
Friend's boyfriend's friend. Yeah.
So it's like me dating one of Adam's mates, right?
Yeah.
He was from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
They're spicy over there. Came over for a weekend, maybe third or fourth trip over, and said he needed to go to the airport to sort out his Ryanair flight for a few days later because he couldn't get through to customer service. I lived very close to the port tunnel, so said it was a quick spin and then that we'd go for food after. He went into the airport and never came out.
What?
He got on a flight and my friend rang me to tell me. Didn't notice that he had a backpack on him going in. No texts or phone calls afterwards. He called me to apologise around 4 years later, which was gas.
Oh my God.
So, hold on. You were dating him for... Came over for a weekend, third or fourth trip over. So it's like you've...
Yeah. You're establishing a relationship there.
Yeah, so like it's like the fourth.
Mm. It's intense when it's long, far distance, like
it's a couple of trips later.
Well,
said he needed to go to the airport to sort his Ryanair flight for a few days later because he couldn't get through to the customer service. That is so fucking. So he just.
I was just about to say that's very 1996, isn't it? Like with the internet and Twitter and everything.
Imagine you sitting outside.
How long did she wait?
Oh, girl.
Well, in fairness, she said it was the most hilarious story of her life as well.
It is quite funny the fact that it was like just sitting there being like, yeah, grand. And then being like, huh? And then it being like, it's been an hour, it's been two, it's been three. What the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
That's a bit shit though, because you could be like panicking. Absolutely. But then she did say her friend called her to tell her that he had gotten on a flight. So how long were you there? I need to know more.
Right back to her. I can't wait until Sunday. I just can't wait. Best friend of six years literally ghosted me because my mom threw out a tracksuit bottoms that she left in my house. Honestly, will not recognise me. It's been 11 years and also they were Slazenger ones.
Slazenger.
Slazenger?
Yeah, you know the tennis brand with the fucking Puma or whatever it is. Oh, fuck off. You know that one with the little tigre.
Can we just take a minute to process the mindset here?
Also, Carla, not a Puma because Puma would have been Puma. Puma.
Yeah, that's not a Puma.
It's the
panda.
Let me just
Google this real quick.
Just Google that one. It's very tennis brand. That's all I know.
Research department. Hang on.
Puma though. Oh, she's typing back.
Oh, she's going to tell us about the airport.
I need to know more.
Oh, there's Slazenger Skorts. I want to see this brand.
Does it have an animal?
Oh, it does. It has a. Is it like a panther, or a cougar, or something? It does look like the Puma one. In fairness to it, it's very similar.
It
to
is,
gaming.
Yeah. That's a panther.
Panther.
40 minutes.
The okay, that's not
moved
bad.
Me twice.
Oh.
Which is a time barometer that only applies to Dublin Airport.
I was about to say, like, would she have been in the set down area? Like, that's people would have been getting pissed off, especially the taxi drivers.
I'm going to say, what did you think had happened? I just want to know.
Yeah, she's live tweeting her.
Yeah, like I just. Unpopular opinion. We're discussing on the podcast as we speak.
So can we let's dissect this a little bit. So her mom threw out tracksuit bottoms.
A very normal thing to do.
Absolutely normal thing to do, but she got ghosted for it.
And this is what I meant to say earlier.
Okay.
About you and your ghosting situation.
Mm.
We experience relationships differently. Mm-hmm. And we pick up things differently.
Oh, I absolutely know that, yeah.
So for instance, like me and my sister were having a conversation about somebody.
It's always with sisters.
Huh? It's always the sisters. And we were having this conversation and she was kind of upset, or like she was a bit kind of like not hurt. It stung a sentence that somebody had said to her.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's, I was like, I wouldn't pick up anything from that.
No.
Whether she was like, no, like, and I was like, nah, no, no, no. Think about the context. Like, had to go through it. I was like, no, I wouldn't be stung by that. You have to remember. But she just couldn't get over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, I'm telling you now. Mm-hmm. You know, in that kind of way.
It depends on the person. Yeah, yeah.
So like maybe something, like you took her home from the club, but maybe she felt like you could have done more. You know, in the way that you're like, but that's not a normal logical explanation. But in their head, it could be. People are narcissists. You have to remember, like people are insane.
I know.
Like we're insane.
It was just because we couldn't fathom it. Just with the amount of effort on our behalf.
Yeah.
Like that we would put in with her, and it was just like to be fobbed off. I must actually text my friends later on and be just like, here, do you ever hear from her? Because the two of them work together, so they were more close than me and her were. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was just a very strange situation. I don't know, but I don't know, that is funny though, because when like that, I saw a video. It was actually a girl on TikTok, and she just had the caption up, and she was just like, when your sibling is telling their version of your childhood, the background music of it is, it's the motherfucking remix. I was like, that's so accurate.
Stop.
My sister thinks I made up so much shit. I'm like, no, that's how I remember it. Genuinely, that's how I remember
it. That's how I remember it. So that's my truth. I'm living in my truth.
I'm living my truth.
Time for you to live in yours.
Yeah. Literally just been ghosted this week. Send a friggin' text. I'm a big girl and I can take it.
Yeah. That's another. See, that's what I mean. Sometimes it could just be like, hey, I don't see the connection. No hard feelings.
Yeah.
And then if you ghost after that message, it's fine. Because you've said all that you needed to say. Do you get me?
Yeah.
It's done then.
Yeah.
You know,
like we said earlier on, it's kind of like it's a rock and a hard place, though, isn't it? Because it's like, do I tell you what I really think of you, or do I ghost you? Which is easier for me.
That's what I mean.
Harder like for you, but you'll get over.
Harder for you, but you would hate what I have to say.
Yeah,
you would hate it. You would just hate it. You would not recover.
It's the curiosity as well.
Yeah,
you'd love to know, like, and the paranoia that you get with a ghost, and like,
exactly.
You just want to know why.
On ghosting part one. It happened to me for the first time this week. Went on a Tinder date on Friday that I thought went really well, and so did he the next morning. Monkey over the eyes face.
Okay.
He was so complimentary when together the next morning, saying I was beautiful. I see what happened there.
you're only getting it now. The slow.
I didn't get. Yeah, I thought he was.
They had SEX.
Oh
they
my
had
God. SEX. No, they couldn't have. Yes, they only went one date. They couldn't have done that. No
they
way.
Absolutely had SEX.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Lord wouldn't like that. So complimentary went together next morning, saying I was beautiful, funny, amazing, etc. Pretty much had to tell him to fuck off. Yeah, that would have given me the ick. I would have been like, no.
Get out.
I know I'm a great spin, but you need to stop. I wasn't too pushed on meeting up again, but said, yeah, we'll go for a coffee on Monday. Texted a bit over the weekend, and on Sunday I said, see you tomorrow. And he said, just say where and time. On the Monday, I let him know when I was finishing work and where to meet. Hours go by and I get a text saying that he has an earache. I said, oh, that's something for the GP. Not a fucking word since. No follow up. Obviously, he didn't come up to meet with me, but nothing. I know he's lost interest. That's grand. I wasn't that pushed, but I'm pissed off that he was rude. It's only one date. I won't take it personally. If you don't want to meet up with me, then that's a you issue. That's not a me issue. Absolutely accurate and correct. Part two. Now, I've also ghosted two people in the last week. I never met up with them, so I don't know if it counts. Interesting. Yeah, see, this is the digital age.
Yeah.
Both were messaging on Tinder. We moved to WhatsApp. Oh, I love the moving on to WhatsApp. First message was, I'd love to see you in your sexy pajamas, which just means that you'll be receiving a dick picture in 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation had been about work.
Oh, for fuck's sake. The migration, it's iffy territory.
So blocked from WhatsApp and unmatched from Tinder. Justified. I would say
absolutely justified.
You got the ick. You're not coming back from that. You knew what he was getting at. Said it so many times before. The minute that the conversation turns sexual before you're ready for it, you're just like, absolutely not under any circumstances. I think the rule of thumb should be ghosting on the apps if you've never met is fine, but even if you've gone on a date, just let the person know that you're not interested, just so that person can stop wondering if you're going to contact them.
Yeah.
People who ghost months/years into a relationship are see you next Tuesdays.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's fucked. Like, that's so many people, it was like, you know those stories, it's like, my dad went out for milk.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that about?
I know. But you see, these are the things, like, I feel like people, especially, I don't want to offend anybody by saying an actual age, but you know when they say like the midlife crisis kind of thing?
Yeah.
People can just, it's a mental illness with them. They'll literally.
Mental illness, innit?
It's mental illness, or it's a personality sort of thing where they just turn into this, like, they don't give a shit about anyone but themselves. Narcissist. But they, like, they go from being a caring, loving person. I specifically know of one man who did it to his wife.
Somebody in mind.
I know of a man who did it to his wife, and fucking great husband, like, lovely, grand, like, yeah, flush, do you know what I mean? Like, really fucking happy, the two of them, and all of a sudden,
just by,
stop giving a shit about her.
Wow.
Just like, it was like, right, that's us, we're split up, that's grand, I'm going to bring another woman home to our house that I know we have CCTV on the front door. And that you're going to look back and see me walking out of the house with this woman. And just move to a different country with her. Even though we've been on this IVF journey. Like, it just fucking bonkers. People are strange. They just flip. Yeah.
There's a lot of people who do have that little trip switch.
Yeah.
It's a bit terrifying. An update on the Dublin airport story.
Oh, love it.
More. I asked, what did you think had happened? Just out of curiosity.
Because
obviously we found out that it was 40 minutes. The guards had moved twice, God bless. She said that the queue was massive, but that there was an issue with the booking.
Okay.
Gassed to look back at how oblivious I was. The whole, I need to go to the airport to sort out my flight should have been sirens enough.
I said that. It sounds very 1996. You don't go to the airport in an age where Twitter exists.
But at the same time, you would have been like, what do you mean you're going to tweet? Like, hi Ryanair, can I change my flight from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
sometimes
tomorrow?
Sometimes you don't get a fucking answer until you tweet them. And like, hi Ryanair, can't get through to anyone on the phone. Sort your shit out. And then they're straight on you. Because they have somebody manning Twitter all the time. Or email.
No, like, see, online, I wouldn't tweet bookings. That. I wouldn't tweet that. Online, I would have been like, bookings. Yeah. I would have been like, no, deal with my presence. In person. I would have fallen for it. I'm sorry. I would have fallen for it. I'm so putting, instead it, putting of my hands out right there. Yeah, 100%. I would have been like, yeah, go to the airport and fucking tell them, fuck you. You should be in sorting out my flight.
I wouldn't even know where to go, like what desk to go to in the airport to sort out something with Ryanair. You just go online, no?
God, that's so terrifying, isn't it? Like, imagine thinking that you were dating someone and everything. Like, you have to process so much in your head. Do you know, that's
the unjustified
unjustified ghosting.
Absolutely.
Fucking rude. I love the fact that you can laugh about it now.
Yeah.
But an unjustified ghost, I would say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The last one in the box here says, I've ghosted a few friends. I basically got the ick and ended up hating them. I feel bad though. Well, if you feel bad, that's you know.
Look, the ghosting and the ick go hand in hand, don't they?
They do.
They do. They really are. They just hand in hand. They love it. This is terrible. And if the question is, am I the asshole? Then the answer is yes.
Okay.
So years ago when I was on Tinder, I arranged a date with this guy. Now I'm 5'11", so height is important. I have a friend who's also 5'11", and she says it's one of the most important things.
What?
Yeah.
Right.
Because I said, like, she goes, I just need them to be similar height or taller. And it's the same with my friend. She's like, I'm not asking for fucking,
oh, height wise. Yeah.
So this guy told me he was 6 foot. He lied. When we met, he was around 5'4", and the bar we arranged to meet in didn't have any seats, so we had to stand. I was literally looking down at him and bending down to his height to hear him. It was so awkward. Anyway, we had one drink. I offered to go to the bar and get the next round, which I was fully intending on doing, but when I got to the bar, the door was right beside it. I don't know what came over me, but I just up and left. He tried ringing me after like 15 minutes. I ignored the call and I blocked him. My only time ghosting anyone in 7 years later, I'm still riddled with guilt. You are a fucking mad bitch.
Oh, God. I would feel guilty as well.
I can see the appeal. I can see the appeal, though.
Do you know, it's not even his height. Like, I think it's justified in the fact that he lied to you. So, like, that was a red flag, first of all.
If he's telling you he's 6 foot and he's 5'4", that's a big difference.
It's a big difference. And look, it's like this age-old fucking... Not even that age-old. It's like this 21st century argument, isn't it? Where it's like, girls are shallow. Look what they're like on Tinder and look what they're like on...
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And I saw actually a tweet the other day and I thought it was funny because I was like, have I read this before? But I actually hadn't read that before. So I saw a tweet of somebody saying the same, saying that she's 5'10", but she tells lads she's 5'8".
Okay.
So that when they arrive and they're shorter, she's like, sure, I'm only 5'4". And they're like, are you sure that you're 5'11"? Are you sure that you're 6 foot?
Yeah.
And she was like, and just to see the look on their fucking faces.
Yeah.
And I'm like, a boss bitch.
Fair.
A bossy girl. But, oh my God, the door. I mean.
Oh. I fit. Oh, do I feel sorry for me? Lied to her. Like, I can't. Like, I think I might have
bounced and I might have called him from the car.
My first reaction there was like, oh, God.
Or text him. Hey, I've gone.
Yeah.
I just don't feel it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I do feel like.
But you've got him out. You've got him out on it. Like, you could have paid 50 quid in a taxi to get. Do you know?
You see, this is me thing. And in the
unjustified.
In the first instance, I was like, oh my God, you fucking bitch. Me little heart is just going out to him, you know, standing there at the bar by himself. Like,
but also, he knows.
But also. He what lied. He's a liar. Do you know?
Yeah.
At the same time, I'm like, no. Do you know what I mean? Like, he lied. Like, no, and it wasn't that he omitted it. He outstraight lied about his height.
And I think also we have to look at, like, there's a couple of different factors to consider.
Yeah.
Women wouldn't care about men's height if we weren't fucking sold this idea of femininity and masculinity and how we should be and how we should act and how we... And some of us have hang-ups with that. Just like... A lot of guys will be like very out and out on their fucking dating profiles, being like, no fat birds.
Exactly. Because they've
been sold this by.
No ugly boats.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? They've been sold this by.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever for however long. Do you get me? So, mm-hmm. In a way, I'm like, it's not right.
There's a lot of factors. But it's okay.
Do you know? Yeah. Whitney Houston said that. Quote. That's who
it's a quote
that.
From Whitney.
Yeah.
Somebody here said, I thought this was going to be paranormal, and I was about to say, no thanks. I won't be listening. Because you're talking about ghosts. And
I know, and somebody said, I thought this was going to be about ecstasy. A few yolks.
Oh, we saw that coming in last night, actually.
She was like, I'll just leave now. And I was like, giddy up, let's do a whole podcast about ecstasy.
About yolks.
A few yolks. Let's take some drugs.
Oh, do you know what I want? I want people to tell us their stories, their stone stories.
Well,
remember I told you we should do it, but we need to do it legally. We go to Amsterdam. We record a podcast on a load of edibles.
Yeah.
We could do it here, but it wouldn't be legal.
I don't want to do the edible thing, though.
Why?
I'd rather smoke. It's just personal preference with my green.
I can't smoke. I'll do edibles, and you...
I'll be fucking waiting hours for you to get you up.
I'll get sick if I smoke. Do you know? I'll just go green.
What?
I think stone stories would be hilarious, though. What? Why do you look so curious?
I've got a good one.
Right.
But after aid, I don't know what that means. I think it's misspelled. But after aid, as you know him.
What?
And he is genuinely a nice guy. Well, somebody ever said, I thought so too, until he ghosted me.
After aid? What?
I don't know what I think that's misspelled. I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, she gives me the story anyway. But apparently I know him.
Okay.
Oh my God.
You know this bloke?
Apparently.
Okay.
Oh my God, I need to figure this out. I will not sleep.
Well, you can reply to her.
Okay, here we go. It's a 5-parter.
Okay.
Part 1. Hot guy slides into my DMs. We bond over our love for dogs and our recent breakups. He even had told me to text him instead of my ex to stop me texting my ex. What a sweetheart.
All right.
Cute. So a few weeks later, he said, I don't know anybody sound like this. Men I know are trash. So a few weeks later, he sends me a suggestive text about calling around for a quickie before work.
Right.
Which I've never done before with someone that I've never met. At this stage, I realised he knew people. I knew. So I thought, fuck it. Yeah, why not? So glad he came around. We had great sex and promised to meet up the following week to hang out. Obviously, I thought he was just a hit and run guy, but he texted me that very night and kept up the conversation. Oh, look at you. You're like putting him through the paces.
Yeah.
Then COVID hit. We made promises to meet up throughout the summer and even helped me plan what to do for my birthday, which never happened due to COVID. So by Christmas, he had ghosted me. I copped on when he stopped seeing the Instagram reactions that I'd send. I would send a reaction to the story and then not replying to my million and one messages joking. I took the hint when he didn't respond to a few of my texts within the month. He was going through a hard time and I texted him saying, hope he was okay. And I got nothing, so I've left him be. But he is genuinely a nice guy as well. That's what everybody's saying about him. So I presume it was something going on for him as well as to why I got ghosted, LOL, or maybe just not that into me.
Right.
I'm very much hoping this is anonymous. I don't know you though, so how do
I... Okay, yeah, I getcha.
I'm going to say, okay,
I need to know who this is. I need more background.
How I know this person.
Who is this person? Like, show me the message so I can look at it. Oh yeah, okay. I'm just so sorry that I can look into the DMs and have a little look at it. See, can I decipher who it is? Yeah, I'm trying to figure out.
I'm going to go book wild.
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Here we go, part one.
How do I know him?
Hot guy slides into my DMs.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did she say? Huh? I have a good one, but after eight.
Yeah.
But after eight, as you know him, and he is genuinely a nice guy, well, so everyone says, I thought, till he ghosted me.
I need to know who this... Oh my gosh, she's replying.
Oh God, it's so quick. It's so quick. So quick. Hilarious. I'm catching up... So I only just got a chance to listen to the parents episode. Oh, okay. So this.
Oh,
is
that's for the Patreon.
Okay.
I unsaved that.
Oh, sorry. Unsaved that. Right. Let me save it. Sorry. Sorry, guys. I'm all over the place. I'm no good at this fucking.
You're trying to figure out who this person is.
I'm trying to figure out who this person is.
For sure.
Okay. Not exactly a ghosting story, but I have an ex friend or two who I'm sure if you ask them about me, they'd say that I ghosted them. The reality is I realised I was always the one having to reach out, make the effort, etc. all the time. One day I just decided I wasn't going to text them again until I heard from them first for a change, sorry. And I haven't heard from them since. That was October 2018 and this was somebody I considered my quote-unquote best friend. We still see each other a lot in the local pub and we just smile and walk on. A bit awkward, but moral of the story, I don't waste my time watering dead plants anymore. I like your analogy.
Why watering dead plants? That's very cool.
Yeah.
The plot is thickening over here.
Okay. Hit me up.
So I said, I need to know how I know this person.
Yeah, Carly, you and Jen know him.
That's me. I can't. He's such a nice guy and he also has a girlfriend. I thought me and him were mates as we seem to.
Oh, I know who this is before she even writes back.
I think I do know who this is.
Okay, we can't leave the people hanging on, though. That's bad. We leave it there. This episode is cut off. We're ghosting you.
He was on podcast before.
Yeah. He was on Patreon. Right, have you got an unpopular opinion of the week?
I do. I'm still in shock.
I know, yeah. I'm after writing back to her with the name. She's typing.
Oh god.
What's your unpopular opinion? Come on, like, you need to keep this going. I feel like we're after storing for the last fucking 10 minutes or something.
It's because we're having these active open.
he was insane in bed, she said.
Is it who we think it is? That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Oh! I love this message. And I feel bad because we're not telling anybody what's going on. Okay.
But we have had like 12 different guys on that.
We have, yeah. So
if you're on Patreon, now's the time to sign up. Yeah. You can probably figure out who the fuck it is.
Right. Okay, what's cool. Your unpopular opinion?
So my unpopular opinion, I'm so fucking all over the shop now.
Sidetracked.
Is Marks and Spencer's food is not that good.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I think I've said actively before,
I'm looking at your bags of crisps there from Marks and Spencer's.
And this is what I'm saying. I spent €6 on
They're not finished.
No, they're not. They're absolutely not. It used to be good. So anybody out there, if you have worked in Marks or if you know anything about this, I feel like the quality has definitely declined.
Okay. They really aim with the good food, and they?
I feel like they've changed like ingredients. Yeah. I feel like they've changed many things. And I feel like it just doesn't hit the way that it used to hit.
Yeah.
Stop texting her.
Sorry.
It just doesn't hit the way that it used to. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I feel that way as well. I feel, sorry. Well, no, in fairness, I don't even go into M&S all that often. I've heard of people saying like, and in fairness, when I'm walking past their little like posters and they're like, this is like a 3-course meal with a bottle of wine for 14 quid. And like, that's good.
Yeah,
they do have, and like they have those good deals and you know, a full on, like great ideas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they just seem healthier, even though they're probably not.
They're definitely not. They're definitely not.
It's just because they're obnoxious.
Their packaging is just like, it just works.
It's obnoxious.
It?
Yeah.
It's stupid. It's like, you can get 3 pieces of bacon for €10 and you're like, yeah, that makes sense.
Bargain.
Absolute bargain. Fuck you, Aldi.
Fucking bargain. Aldi. No, I think they really in and it was good, but like everything else, just gone to shit. I just
feel like
pulled away the flavor.
I just feel like I had this idea of what it was, and the more I eat it, the more I'm like, "Yo,
yeah, can get this better elsewhere." Yeah,
it's not hitting the way that it used to be hitting. Maybe food in general isn't hitting the way that it used to be hitting.
Yeah,
maybe I'm overindulged.
Maybe
that wouldn't shock me.
Maybe it's time to broaden your horizons. Like, go to an Asian market.
It's like, you know,
go to an Asian Polish shop
every single weekend.
Go to a Polish shop.
I also go to those. Well, Tom goes more than me.
Okay.
He likes to walk down to the one.
I don't know what the fuck I'll say to you, Carla.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, it's just an unpopular opinion that I have. I don't know how you guys feel. I feel like Marks and Spencer's, I should probably put this up as a poll as well.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the food from M&S, it's not hitting.
It doesn't slap.
It does not slap.
It doesn't slap.
It does not slap.
As much as they say that
it does. It does not slap the way that we feel like it should slap. You know? And that's a problem.
This is a problem. For the price that we pay, it's a problem.
That's a problem.
Percy Pigs rule. Yeah, it rules. Have you got a stomper of the week?
Give me a moment.
Remember, it's such a quick jingle.
I know. We need to extend the jingle. I'm still reading from.
She's writing. But see, this is the thing. That girl, I was trying to write back, and now she's after writing back saying, oh my God, I'm Marto, and I haven't had a chance to write back.
Yeah, and
this
that's
is
rude,
the fucking thing.
She's
so
like,
rude.
She's
like, oh my God.
Like, now she's the fear.
She has the fear. I'm going to, I'll voice her. Have you got your stomper?
Carla's stomper of the week.
Really want to change that jingle.
Do you?
Yeah.
For fuck's
sake. Right,
put
music.
It on the list.
We could do a funkier.
You just want it longer.
I want it like T-Pain auto tune. Do you know what I mean?
I'll try.
Do you know?
Okay. Yeah.
I just think it would be, or like, you know, like,
is there
not?
There is an auto tune app, isn't there? Or at least like a filter on TikTok or something.
Travis Scott can do it, I can.
Absolutely.
But I just think you can imagine her like Lil Jon in the background. Yeah, yeah. Well, okay.
Okay.
No? Yeah.
That's not sure. Okay, go for it.
That's Lil Jon who's singing in the background.
Yeah, he does that. Yeah,
well, okay.
Yeah,
that's him.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh shit.
And then Usher does yeah.
Yeah, but he's in the background, just like vibing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Lil Jon is in a lot.
He's rude.
He's in like, is he?
Yeah, he's fucking rude. I told you this story on Patreon.
Lil Jon,
I'm fucking rude.
My memory's just
on Patreon. So this is this is a little kind of R&B banger, if you will. It's by Chloe by Halle. It's like an ex, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're not splitting up. They're sisters, but they're not splitting up. But Chloe is dropping her solo album, and I'm very excited because she has the voice of an angel.
Okay.
Well, they both do. But this is one of their songs from their first album, which was Ungodly Hour, and it's called Forgive Me, and it's just a good like screamer.
Okay.
You know.
So not a stomper, a screamer.
A screamer.
Do we need a new playlist?
Screamer out the week. Yeah. Well, okay. It's not like a brand new track. Are you guys liking these, by the way?
I feel like, well, Stephen J. Doyle mentioned the two of us during the week. He likes our playlist.
They love our playlist. And then I see that the playlist has likes and I'm like, oh, this is crazy. People actually listen to this shit.
Yeah.
But
no,
you know
it is
like,
good. But I feel like anytime I'm just like so out of... Like,
yeah,
I will hear a song and I'm like, yeah, I recognise that. But when you tell me, like, artist names, like the song.
Yeah, you're just like, cool.
Yeah, I'm like, hee-hee. I'm like I feel like fucking Pat Kenny who has somebody really young on a show, you know, and I'm just
Pat
like.
Pat Kenny interviewing JoJo Siwa.
Yeah.
That's how you
or
feel.
Or Lil Nas or something, you're like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I'll
so,
be like, so
very
it's
cool.
Called Pretty Green Eyes. It's by Ultra Beat.
Yeah.
Very good song. Very good song.
That's literally me. I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
You'd be like, yeah,
you
I
could
know
play
that one.
A music video on Mew, and I'd be like, don't know who that is.
It's called Calvin Harris.
Yeah, don't know who that is. Absolutely no idea. But if I hear it on the radio, I'm like, yeah, okay, grand.
Where is Calvin Harris?
Don't don't know, it's probably just going on there. Huh? Who's he riding these days? Whoever he's riding, that's where he is.
That's where he is. Very true.
That's where he is. We're going to go and record our Patreon episode now. So if you would like to join us over there, our episodes get released the day after this. Or if you're listening to this on a Monday, have a little binge. Come on over there.
Have a binge.
Have a little binge. Have a binge. Thanks for all of your contributions, as always. Love to hear from you guys. And we will talk to you next week. Bye.
Carla.
Oh, shit. I fucked it up. Shit. Fuck.